we're going back to in Chayodim, Chalam and Hay, back to Simon Beis. It's a Lubarak Berachas of Maple. So Chayodim says that part of Kriyas Malamita, there's also a bracha that we say, Berachas of Maple, L'chashin and Shemar lo yuchal lishon. And we're not concerned that maybe the person will not be able to fall asleep. Because like the Chayyim said in Siman Daled, that the main idea of this bracha was not niskan on my personal sleep, but on the general concept of the Russian put the concept of sleep in the world. By daytime, where in general people do not sleep, so that I'm making a bracha on my own personal sleep. So then we have a concern that a person might not fall asleep, and there's other reasons, like we'll see when we get back to Siman Daled. But at nighttime, it's niskan as the Chayyim understands it, not on my personal sleep, but on the general sleep of the world. So there's not a concern of my lack of falling asleep. Bir Allah, however, disagrees with this, and he says that if a person has a real concern that he might not fall asleep, then it's not kedai to make the bracha l'chadchila. But the evidence, Mishabur agrees, that it's not considered bracha l'vatala. Now, if it's not a birchas and a henin, so then there's no halach of hefsik, so I can make the bracha, and then do other things. So that's not true. That much it was presented in the nusach of Hamapal Chevashena Aleinoi, Usnu Alafapoi, which is referring to my personal sleep. So in that sense, it's about me going to sleep. So it's not appropriate for me to be mafsik after I make the bracha with achila or shtia, or even being mafsik, talking about other things, etc. Now, the Mishabur does come out, and the Chayyim will say in a situation where a person forgot to, let's say, daven marav, or he daven marav early, and he didn't repeat all three parshas of Shema, or he forgot to count Sfiras HaOmer during the Sfiras HaOmer time, and he said a mapel already, and he realizes that he hasn't daven Ma'ariv, or he hasn't said counted Sira. So a person would be allowed to interrupt to do those things after Hamapil, according to the understanding of the Chayyim, and even according to the understanding of the Mishabur as well. Person goes needs to go to the bathroom after he says Hamapil. A person would say Asher Yatzar. The Mishabur comes out that any case that there's a real significant Tzarech, a person is allowed to be Mapsik. Okay. But that being said, if a person knows that he's going to have certain other needs that he should take care of, he should not say Amapel yet. He should say he should take care of those needs and say Amapel afterwards. So he could say Kriyashma Lamita beforehand, but he should not say a mapil, and after the Tashu Shemita, he will repeat at least the first paragraph of Shema, so that the paragraph that should be right before he goes to actually goes to bed to sleep, and he also says Hamapil as well afterwards. Now, what is the correct order? Should you say this? Should you say Hamapil and then Kriyashma, or Kriyashma and then Hamapil? So according to this, it would make a lot of sense that a person should say Kriyashma Lamita and then say Hamapel afterwards. However, even Mishabur agrees that it's possible that you could say Kriyashma Lamita after Hamapel. How is that? The Zachar is a hefsik. Kriyashma Lamita is not considered a hefsik because it's all part of the process of preparing a person for going to sleep. It's the psukim of Shmira that we say to protect us while we're sleeping. So that's not considered a hefsik, arguably. And therefore, a person could say it after Amapil. So in Siman Gimel, he brings two opinions. Yesh Mavorchim Brachazu Kadim Kriyashma, Yesh Mavorchim Acher Kriyashma. Mishabura says that the proper thing to do is if a person knows that he will not fall asleep quickly, and there's not a concern that he's going to fall asleep while he's saying Kriyashma Lamita, so then he should say Kriyashma Lamita first and say Amapil at the end. If, however, he is concerned that he's going to fall asleep in the middle of Kriyashma Lamita, he's very tired, etc., so you should say Hamapel first, and then say Kriyashma Lamita, and then this way he will be confident that he said Hamapel before he goes to bed. So we're going to allow the hefsik of Kriyashma Lamita between Hamapil and Anne's sleep in that scenario. Okay, so tomorrow we will look at Simon Dalad and finish off the part we didn't do yet about saying Hamapil by day. Have a good day.